Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now it's time to talk a sport that's very close to my heart, sailing. I'm down here in Dunleary. I'm sitting on a boat, a sailing boat, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to Anne Kerwin. She's a former Commodore of Dublin Bay Sailing Club. She's also a committee member at the National Yacht Club, and she has responsibility there for women's sailing. Anne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Delighted to be here aboard your boat on this bright sunny day.
Now, we're sitting here on a boat because I wanted to get into the mood, or to tell us a little bit about sailing, first of all, and how maybe there's some maybe misperceptions about it, that it isn't open to everybody. But I'd reckon that you'd refute that.
I would, totally. Yeah. It is open to everybody who's interested in starting sailing. Everybody can start. And the barriers to entry are very, very low. There's very little cost involved in just getting in, getting started. You can crew on a boat, you can do an adult sailing course in the National Yacht Club or probably any of the clubs as a non-member and get into it that way, try it out, see if you like it. You can also do courses in other clubs like the Irish National Sailing School in Dunleary, try it out, and if you like it, you can get crewing on a boat that will go racing. So it's not, you know, all you need is something waterproof and a life jacket, which would cost probably a buoyancy 850 euro or something like that. So,
I think that's important to say. And also, it's not just about racing as well. There are many people who enjoy the water just cruising and pottering about and doing what they do. So there really is something for everybody. When we come to talk about, I suppose, male and female participation, we see a lot of the kids down here today. There seems to me to be an equal number of females and young girls and young boys. But like lots of sports, we tend to lose some of the girls.
Absolutely. And at junior level, it is very finely balanced. There are equal numbers of girls and boys. But unfortunately, come kind of late, mid-teens even, apparently it's when the girls stop sailing oppies at about 15, they tend to drift off. And I suppose they have other interests and maybe they don't have the confidence to start off in a new boat once they get past the oppie stage. Also, there's generally in sport, I played hockey all my life and it's the same in hockey, there's a drop off around that kind of age. So it's, our hope is to get people to stay in sailing and then, or to come back to it.
Okay.
And then there's also an opportunity, and some of the women come in that way, that their kids learn to sail. They see them sailing, they'd say, that looks like, you know, something I'd love to learn how to do. So then they sign up for a course in, you know, as older, as adults, and learn how to sail that way and get into crewing. And my sort of eventual hope for a lot of the women that pass through the National or that are members of the National is that they will go through the various stages of learning, crewing on a boat, racing if that's their thing, eventually maybe owning a boat, or the other thing that a lot of people aspire to, and it's absolutely a fantastic holiday, is to charter a boat in Greece or the Caribbean or something.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing like it. And
yeah,
and again, you can do it with different levels of experience, because you can do it on a flotilla, which is sort of safer than just doing it on your own, or you can do it with a skipper. So it's a fantastic opportunity for people.
Yeah. All my own kids, I made sure they all learned how to sail. They participate very intermittently these days. But the other thing is, it's a bit like being a barista, you know, making coffee. If you get your qualifications around sailing, you can get the coolest jobs in the New York Yacht Club or God knows where as an opportunity to do things. So even for that aspect alone, it's around the school of learning.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I think that's something that it wasn't really there when I was instructing. I instructed in Ireland, but a lot of the kids, the opportunities to go to the States, to Greece, to various different places to teach sailing are fantastic. And then there are a lot of young people who actually progress from that, who just love sailing so much that they get into professional sailing and or joining a big crew on a professional boat and making their career in sailing. Now that's obviously not for a lot of people, but there are people. Yeah. So for instance, at the speaker supper that we have for the Women at the Helm regatta tomorrow on Friday evening, we have Pamela Lee and Gráinne Costigan, who are both female professional sailors from Ireland, speaking
great.
At it. Yeah. And it's something that people then can, the young girls can see those people who are high profile, people like Annalise Murphy as well, and then they can aspire to staying with sailing to be that person or to emulate that person in the future.
Yeah. You mentioned women at the helm there, and again, I just as in business, as in sailing, to me everybody's just the same. But why is it that we need to promote women separately from men? Why does there always have to be this male-female thing?
Well, it's interesting, because if you had asked me that maybe 15 years ago, I'd have said, yeah, why? Like, I've sailed all my life, you know, why do we need something special for women? But as I was a member of the Dublin Bay Sailing Club committee for 10 years, I could see that in Dublin Bay Sailing Club, the people who race regularly, the boats that race regularly, are far more male crew makeup than female, and particularly when you get to bigger boats, and female helms are very, very rare on the bigger boats.
Yeah.
And even in general, they're very rare. It's a rarity, except maybe at dinghy level it's more balanced, but there'd still be more males helming dinghies, I think, than females.
So it's to be encouraged. Just finally then, tell us about what's happening with Women at the Helm this weekend, and it is part of the National Yacht Club Regatta.
Yeah, so the National Yacht Club Regatta is running on Saturday the 13th, and the Women at the Helm Regatta is running in conjunction with that. So we start the event with a speaker supper moderated by Brian Dobson, with the speakers that I mentioned, and Kate Kirby, who was Annalise Murphy's sports psychologist and sports psychologist to the Irish Olympic team in Paris, so she should be interesting to talk to. And then on Saturday we race with the National Yacht Club racing, but Women at the Helm results will be produced as well. And then we continue racing on Sunday with Women at the Helm prize giving on Sunday afternoon in the club. So hopefully it'll be a great weekend of fun and camaraderie, and I think sunshine is on the cards, so
yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Well, this will go out on Saturday, and I'll be working in the morning, but hopefully joining you in the afternoon to do a bit of sailing. So well done to you, and it's a great initiative, so thank you for all you do.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Good luck on Saturday.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.